Yep. I'm ready.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, singers and swingers, husbands and wives, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, we may or may not be children of God, but you know we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A, women? Oh, come on.
A, women.
A, women.
No. Let's have some female solidarity. Let's get like the bonobos, not like the baboons. Can I get an A, women?
A, women.
Thank you, brothers and sisters. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant and your mistress of the airwaves and your snake handler in the Speakeasy Cathedral. Ooh, yes. And this is my snake. Representational of your reptile brain, that sexual side of you, that animal instinct. And of course, the great Satan, who seduced Eve, lovely Eve, back in the Garden of Eden. Well, we're back in the Garden of Eden. Bonoboville, which is really more like a jungle, where we swing through the trees as well as with each other. Like the bonobos. Yes, brothers and sisters, tonight we are gonna talk about swinging. Oh yeah. And some other things, anything to do with your sexuality. If you'd like to give us a call and join the swing party, our number, if you're in America, is 1-866-289-7068. And you un-Americans, I mean you outside of America or inside of LA, you can call us at 213-670-0066. Scalpers call us at 213-599-7398. And tweeters, well, we're at Radio Susie One on Twitter. And we're talking about swinging with my first guest. who are from Swing Climax in LA. And they only have first names, like a lot of swing couples. We have Gary and Desi. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Oh, my pleasure, but can we hear them, please? We have guests on the microphone. Yep. Okay, here we have Abraham. Okay. And so.
Thank you for having us.
Ah, there you are, right on the microphone, yes. So that's Gary, and this is Desi. Hi, Desi.
Hi, how are you?
Talk right into that mic. Get close to it, like
Hi,
you're giving it head.
Are you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, right. It's very close. You've got to develop a very close relationship with your microphone. So you guys run a swing club. You own a swing club called Swing Climax.
That is correct. Yes,
I don't think we have to ask the meaning of that phrase. But swinging, of course, means the lifestyle. I think most people know, but how would you explain what swinging is?
Well, swinging has so many different facets now. I think its change has evolved and grown. I believe couples sharing each other as well as communicating and having that freedom to go out and have fun and play, I think is the best way to interpret it.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the kind of explanation you might give Oprah. no, and I agree. I mean, you know, certainly couples communicating and expressing and getting closer, that is what it's all about. But really, I mean, you do more than that, right?
Correct, of course.
Okay, so then there's the sex. Cut to the sex.
Cut to the chase, right?
Well, you know, but it is about communicating, and you certainly have to be able to communicate, and you have to have a certain level of intimacy and trust and understanding in order to make this swing thing work, right? But
Absolutely.
Once you got all that, what do you get?
A whole bundle of fun.
Okay. Well, you know, Desi here looks like a whole bundle of fun, huh? What's your relationship, you guys? Are you married or are you in girlfriend-boyfriend state or what?
We're together.
You're together?
Yeah.
Boyfriend-girlfriend.
We're not married.
You're not married?
Yeah.
Do you believe in marriage?
Absolutely.
Yeah? You might get married?
That's the plan. Yeah.
That's the plan. Have you ever been married?
Never.
No.
Neither of you. Wow. Well, that's cool. And so when you met, when did you meet?
About 6 months ago through a mutual friend.
Yeah, talk right into the microphone.
Since six months ago through a mutual friend.
Okay.
I didn't know anything about the lifestyle.
No.
He introduced me and I went to his club on a weekend.
You just thought this was a nice single guy. You didn't realize he was going to entice you into
this freaky lifestyle.
What do you mean by freaky?
He likes to watch me with other men.
Ah.
So he enjoys that. I'm not sure if that's completely normal with other people, but with us it is, and with swingers.
Yeah.
Usually.
Well, I would put it well within the realm of normal. I mean, I don't know if there's anything else freaky about you guys that, you know, would get you out of the normal realm. But, you know, a guy liking to watch his wife or his girlfriend, his significant other, with other guys, that's like super common. And if common is the definition of normal, then it is normal. And I want you to think about this, because a lot of guys might think, oh, I'm too jealous, I couldn't handle that. And maybe you are too jealous, because jealousy does enter the picture. But an awful lot of guys, and I'm not just talking about the guys that like cuckold porn, although that is more popular than ever, right? But if you like any kind of porn, any kind of boy-girl porn, what are you watching? You're watching a girl you desire, a girl who could be your girlfriend, with another guy. And that's what's turning you on. That's what most guys like to watch. If they didn't like that kind of thing, they would just watch lesbian porn, right? I mean, which is okay. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that, and that's great, and that's popular. But really, the most popular form of porn is boy-girl porn, and you're watching, you're doing this voyeuristic thing, watching a girl you desire with a guy that's not you. So, okay, but still, you'd never done that before, is that correct? Or had you?
Have we slung together?
Like, no, I mean, before you met Gary, had you ever been with a guy that said, I'd like to watch you with other guys?
No.
Had you ever done it anyway? Like, had you ever, like, been with another guy when you were, had you cheated on a boyfriend? You can tell us, no one's listening.
Yes.
You had cheated.
Yes.
Right. Were you discovered?
What do you mean discovered?
Well, were you either caught in the act, or did your boyfriend find out somehow?
No.
He never found out?
No.
Oh, you're pretty slippery. Wow. Wow. Well, now he knows, right? I mean, if he's listening.
I guess so.
Now he knows. You just told him, which is cool, you know,
okay.
Because you're now open. I mean, how does it feel to be open as opposed to cheating?
It's rewarding, nice, pleasurable, no worries or...
Yeah, no worries about
no
getting
trouble,
caught.
Yeah.
Had you done this before? Had you been a swinger before, Gary?
I've been in the lifestyle 13 years on and off.
Oh, wow, you're a veteran.
Yeah, I could say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And why do you feel it's the greatest thing since sliced bread?
Well, prior to swinging, I was a little bit more overprotective, more jealous type of boyfriend. I couldn't handle a lot of things. And when I stumbled into lifestyle, because that's how it actually all evolved, I was with an older woman who had been divorced, and she wanted to be with a woman. So we put up an ad, and we got a response from a couple saying, hey, if you'd like to hang out, no obligations, you know, the women can hang out and have fun, whatnot. Went over to their house, had a few cocktails. One thing led to another, and next thing you know, the four of us are in bed having fun. Ever since that moment, I think it's really changed my life in many different ways.
And yeah.
Since then, I've really enjoyed it, and I'm a lot more relaxed about a lot of things, a lot of certain things that would bother most men.
And jealousy.
Jealousy.
Yeah, how do you get over that? Or just cope with it?
I guess, I don't know if it's really coping with it. I think it's more of just understanding the lifestyle and just understand that it's sex, it's that whole, the taboo, and you have your fun and then you go home together. So you still have that feelings for one another. Nothing changes. In fact, I think it brings you even closer together.
Because jealousy is a lot about fear of losing something or someone.
And insecurity and whatnot.
Right. So if you can reassure each other that, yeah, you are going home together, then you can explore. And just let, you know, jealousy can be an aphrodisiac as long as it doesn't, you know, drive you crazy. Kind of stimulate you when normally you'd be just bored, you know? Anyway, swinging. We're going to talk more about it. Oh, I did have a question, though, from a tweeter who tweeted me just before you came on. And his name is Avid Masturbator. Hi, Avid Masturbator. And he knows you guys. He wants to know why single guys can't go to swing clubs like Swing Climax and single girls can. And of course, anybody in the field knows the answer, but you can explain, perhaps.
Yeah. I mean, I've been single in the lifestyle as well. When you add a single male element to a club, it completely changes the dynamic of the party. Most couples like to enjoy single men, don't get me wrong, but when they want to experience a club, they want to be an element where they're all couples and there's not so much pressure. And I'm not throwing single men under the bus by saying this, but there's without the pressure of having single men trying to push themselves.
Horn in.
Yeah, you know.
Because they're horny, and it just raises, you know, the testosterone factor I mean, it's just an even Steven kind of, you know, you're always going to get more single men when you open it up to everybody.
Correct.
And so then you're going to have an imbalance. Now, some clubs do a gangbang night where they actually encourage single men to come.
Right.
And they have couples that understand, oh, this is gangbang night.
Right.
And so they don't expect there to be that even kind of, you
balance.
Know, gender balance. And it's okay that there's all this, like, testosterone. Yeah, yeah, we're a woman. You know, and then you have all the gang. Then you've got the woman that wants to be gangbanged. Have you ever been gangbanged?
No.
No. You only get one guy at a time.
Yeah.
What do you think with, like, you could try two?
I would be open to trying that.
Then maybe you could have a, you know, once you get into that, you could have a gangbang night there at Swing Climax. It would be an off night, you know, because
right.
the guys will come, those single guys will come at any time.
Right. We've and actually talked about, sorry to cut you off, but we've actually, my partner and I, my business partner and I have actually talked about doing an event on an off night where we do allow single males to attend. Mm-hmm. And that way the party is promoted as single males allowed, so the couples who do come are aware that it's a single male night.
There you go. See, that's the Oprah name for gangbang night. Single men allowed. I call it gangbang
yeah.
night. Okay, but here's the thing, everybody, you know, who's all you single guys out there, you have to understand, usually, if you're not doing kind of a gangbang type situation, you want to have, if anything, more girls than guys. You've got to have that balance of female power that makes the typical swing party great, like a gathering of bonobos, which, and the bonobos are, of course, matriarchal, and the females get together, and there's all this, like, lesbian energy, and the guys just put up with it because they're getting laid, you know, because the females, you know, will give them a blowjob every once in a while. But they rule, you know, and in general, in your typical swing party, where it's not like the woman wants to be done by several guys, which I guess is a little bit rare still. Although that's kind of goes back to nature too. But yeah, the typical one, you want to have more girls than guys. And you know, single avid masturbator out there. I mean, usually if you like girls, if you're not interested in being part of a gangbang, then you'd rather when you go to the swing party that there be more girls than guys. You don't want a bunch of guys, right? So anyway. A little swing education. So, okay, we'll be talking more about swinging and Swing Climax with Gary and Desi. Those aren't your real names, right?
Those we go, yeah.
Gary is your real name and Desi?
Desiree.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, and your mama named you Desiree? Wow, Desire. Woo, she must have been sexy. She wanted you to be a sexy one, didn't she? Mm-hmm. And Desi means sex in, like, Indian. It does. Desi. In Indian. Yep. Okay. You learned something. All right. So now, moving right along through our interesting collection of guests tonight, we have Fanya.
Hello.
Otherwise known as Real Estate Fanya, right?
Yes.
Yes. So, Fanya, welcome.
Thank you.
You know, I know you just were coming to the show tonight. You didn't know you'd be on the show tonight.
No.
No, you just, you know, thought you'd be in the audience. But we kind of put you on because our guests that we were expecting were on the 10 freeway. We see that they have arrived. Nevertheless, we want to say hello to you. I mean, well, you know, so, you know, you should promote your real estate business. No, I mean, here you are on a show. It's about sex. It's about swinging. I mean, what's your perspective?
Well, I enjoy sex, so I'm in the right place.
You enjoy sex in the right place.
No, I'm in the right place.
You're in the right place. You are in the right place. Yes. Right. And what is wrong with her microphone? It seems a little...
No, not as talk.
Hello?
Yeah, it's a little fuzzy.
Fuzzy?
Somehow. I don't know. A little fuzz. So what about swinging? Have you ever thought about swinging?
Never thought about it, but it sounds intriguing.
Intriguing. Are you a single
yes.
real estate agent? Really? Wow. How long have you been single?
About a year.
Mm. And were you with someone for a while, or were you?
Yes.
Yeah. So
too long.
Too long. Yeah. Why'd you break up?
Because of being unhappy.
Oh, you were unhappy.
I feel free now.
Okay, you felt imprisoned.
Yes.
Really? Was he an asshole or just boring?
Both.
Both.
A boring asshole.
Yes.
Whoa. You know, because sometimes with someone who's boring but really nice, you know, swinging can liven things up.
Yeah.
You know, it can sometimes, I mean, I don't want to be simplistic about it, but you know, when two people are like cool together, but they're just kind of bored, you know, which happens with each other because we're not all like so exciting we can make someone like entertained for like 50 years. I mean, it's not easy anyway. So swinging can sometimes do something for you. Were you ever a cheater or?
No.
No?
I just got married too young.
You caught him cheating?
No, I got married too young.
Oh, you got married too young?
Too young.
I bet you did. I would imagine so. I would imagine so. So, because you're so pretty. So you would be one of the ones that would be snapped up.
Yeah.
And so now that you're free, what do you want to, like, look into?
Just experience life and enjoy life and new experiences.
New
be
experiences.
Be successful.
Well, welcome to Bonoboville.
Thank
okay.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Fania. So we're excited to have you here on the show and excited about finding a new place for Bonoboville, you know, a place where people can stay over and you know, possibly swing clubs would stay over, would, you know, be at the place and do the show and then get into, you know, your rooms. So we're looking for like a hotel type property. An institute, a place that's somewhere between 16,000 and 35,000 square feet. Is that right, Matt?
Something along that,
you're
yeah.
The, mm-hmm. You're the in the purchasing
yeah.
department.
Right. Right. I'm in the real estate department.
This.
Right.
And it's going to be an urban retreat. It's going to be really exciting. Mm. So, okay. So, Fania, you know, contact Fania. And, you know, you
Thank
can look
you.
Her up, right?
I have intriguing properties for you.
Intriguing properties. Yeah, good. All right, so so next to you is Valentino. Hi, Valentino.
Well, hello, Dr. Block. How are you?
I am well. And you're back on the show after what, like 4 years? You were on the show in October 2009.
Ah.
I remember. It was Halloween.
Your memory is impeccable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For my shows,
for
not
your
for anything that has okay. to do with anything else,
okay.
but you know, for my shows. So you were there, except I forget the name of the guy that you were with. But I do remember that Reagan Reese kind of polished your doorknob there.
Definitely remember
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
That would have been Jay Lassiter.
Jay Lassiter
from Austria.
We love
yeah.
Jay. Yeah, how's he doing?
He's good. He's back in Linz, Austria right now.
He's back in Austria.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, too bad for us. Yeah. So you're here. Have you been here all this time?
Yes. Well, I've been in graduate school since then.
Graduate school?
Yeah.
Where?
New York Film Academy.
Ah, and yeah. you're getting
No, I already finished.
What kind of a degree?
I got a Master of Fine Arts in Filmmaking.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. And are you making films?
Well, I've been making films since 97.
Well,
but
yeah, but are they the kind of films you get a degree in?
Well, I think that might be relative, but I mean,
don't know.
I mean, there before I was exclusively making pornography, and now
you
I'm...
You were making what?
Pornography.
Pornography,
yes,
right.
Pornography.
Do you have to get a degree? I mean, most people that make pornography...
Well, they're self-taught, and that's what I was
right.
since 97 when I began that endeavor. But now that I've completed school, I'm more professionally trained and increased the skill set and the knowledge base in terms of the aesthetic of filmmaking and the technical aspects. And now I'm shooting other things as well as pornography, documentary, short films, and et cetera. But I'm still shooting pornography, of course.
Of course. Of course. Why would you give up on pornography?
Yes, that's my sense.
It's sort of
exactly.
Like swinging. It's a lifestyle.
Yes.
In fact, it's very related. It's just that it's on camera. I mean, everybody that's in porn is basically a swinger in a certain way.
Those who have who are in the relationship definitely are technical swingers, I would say, yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, technical. Well, everybody that's in swinging has their rules. You know, they always have rules of some sort. And I guess when you're in porn, it's a question of you're in a relationship, and then you're also fucking other people. You're having extracurricular sex. I consider anytime you're doing that to be a form of swinging. Do I have anyone who disagrees with that definition? I mean, that's a big definition.
From my paradigm, I think that if two people have a relationship, and as long as they're not being deceptive about it and it's open,
yeah,
then it seems like that's under the auspices of swinging.
Right. You can't be deceptive. That's true.
Right.
I mean, I guess, yeah, you could be having other sex and cheating, and then you're on AshleyMadison.com. Right. No. So, swinging involves openness. Openness. Mm. Have you been a swinger? I mean, would you consider yourself a swinger?
Well, I have. I mean, I'm always in open relationships. That's my comfort zone.
Yeah.
I don't like monogamy in terms of my nature, and I don't like Squaresville in terms of my experience. So, yeah, it's
Squaresville.
Well, you know, people
that's
who are
like
square.
A town like Bonoboville, except different, right? Right, Squaresville.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So, Jersey boy.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. Are you reporting from Squaresville or Bonoboville?
I think
the microphone.
I am familiar with Squaresville.
Yeah.
However, I like his lifestyle. It's more applicable to me.
Yeah.
I tried out the relationships before, and I really had a great experience, but I found that I was also attracted to other women while I was dating this one girl. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like the single swinger life is a better fit for me.
Better fit.
But I'm still in the experimenting phase, so I'm not exactly sure.
Well, that's true. I mean, we all hopefully will live long lives, and we can go in different phases. You know, sometimes swinging makes sense, and sometimes, you know, monogamy makes sense. Or being monogamish, as Dan Savage would say, where you kind of have a relationship, but you have certain extracurricular sexual activities that you agree on. And of course, our friends, Dr. Christopher Ryan and Dr. Casilda Jetha, who wrote Sex at Dawn. Has anybody here?
I read that.
You read Sex at Dawn.
It was a fantastic
good
book.
Boy.
I recommend it to everyone here.
Wait, are you on the mic? Can we hear you better, a little better there?
I read Sex at Dawn.
Yeah.
And I recommend it to everyone here.
Okay.
It really helped form the perspective I have today.
Shout out to Dr. Ryan. And Jetha at Chris Ryan PhD on Twitter. Yeah. Oh, are you raising your hand,
I had
Valentina?
Not. Yes, I had not read Sex at Dawn, but I've had Sex at Dawn.
Well, that's good. That's the beginning of Sex at Dawn. And the rest of it it's about the dawn of humankind, really, and beyond. It's about how we were probably a lot like bonobos in our prehistory, and that we're still kind of wired to be that way physically and mentally. And this is why monogamy is so difficult for so many human beings. So, you know, whether we swing or we cheat or we just, you know, jerk off a lot like avid masturbator there, you know, looking at porn, you know, and just getting into that sort of fantasy world. Whatever we do, we do something to alleviate the boredom of monogamy, because we're not inherently monogamous. Although monogamy has its benefits. Having a friend, having a special someone you can share everything with, a witness, you know, I that's a beautiful thing. I believe in it. And by the way, I'm celebrating my 21st wedding anniversary. with the captain over here. Captain.
Yes.
Yes, who are you calling?
My second wife.
Oh, you said, yeah, right. So you got to open it up or else you can't make it. Yeah. 21 years, you know? We're going to be celebrating next Saturday. Hey, 21 years. Finally, our marriage is old enough to drink. Okay. So we're going to have some fun in California, anyway. So, yeah, yeah. But monogamish, that's what we are. I mean, that's...
Monogamish, yes.
Yeah, monogamish. Monogamishness. Okay, so so cool. Well, I've introduced everybody sitting here, and I want to get to my guests who were just driving on the freeway. Let's see. I could just... you want to come on up here and sit on the bed, Vanya?
Oh.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, you want to do that?
Yeah.
Can I bring my drink?
What?
Can I bring
you
my
can,
drink?
You can bring your drink. You can get a drink. Sure. Yeah, you can do whatever you like, you know.
You can leave your corset behind.
Right. It's our real estate agent. Okay.
No, this way.
And then...
Don't take the long... the other way.
Who else wants to give up a seat here for... Oh, yes. Vanya. Nice. All right, so so we actually have a microphone over there, and now let's see, I have these interesting surprise guests who have the same last name. Wait a second, are you sisters?
We're a couple. That'd be weird.
Nikki Hartz and Lindsay Hartz.
Yes.
The Hartz sisters. Okay, so turn on their microphone. Is your microphone on? Is that Nikki?
I'm Nikki.
You're Nikki, right?
Yes.
Nikki,
this is my...
Okay, turn... My mic is there, okay. And now get close to your mic, Nikki.
Are we good?
Yes,
yeah.
Okay, there we go. Right. Uh-huh. And so you are Nikki Hartz.
I am.
And I have to get your girlfriend on the mic here.
Hi.
Hi, this is Lindsay Hartz.
Hi.
Hi. And... Now, usually it's sisters or mother-daughter or cousins who share the same last name. I don't imagine Hartz is your real last name or...
Well, she's not a performer, but I'm a performer in porn, so my porn name is Nikki Hartz, and I named myself after her.
Ah.
Because I started performing after we got together.
So. You did?
Yes.
And you started performing after you got together, but how did the Hartz come up?
I was Lindsay Hartz for a while just because I'm obsessed with Valentine's Day. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm a fashion designer, so I named my clothing line Lindsay Hartz. And I've gone with that name for years. And then...
Okay. And then you met Nikki Hartz.
Yeah, Nikki went on her first go-see for a porno flick, and they asked what her name was, and she just blurted out Nikki Hartz.
Oh, so you got it from her.
Yes.
You picked it up. You picked up her heart's obsession.
Yes.
Okay. And are you now obsessed with each other?
Yeah, very much.
Pretty much.
So, yeah.
You are? Are
Still,
you're in a relationship?
After all these years, yeah.
You are. And how long have you been in a relationship?
It's almost 3 years now. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
3 years.
Mm-hmm. These days that's a lot.
Yeah. Is it are you monogamous or monogamish?
Well, monogamous outside of porn.
But porn allows you to have other sex partners.
Correct.
And you think that's an important ingredient?
I think we could survive without it.
Survive?
Sure.
Yeah. Whoa.
I think it'd be fine if she didn't do porn and fuck other girls. It'd be fine. But
it'd be fine for you.
It's an added bonus for her, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's an added bonus for her. How about for you?
I used to watch the scenes when she first started because it was interesting and curious, but now I don't watch them so much, so it's not as exciting. So everybody's like, what's it like? Are you jealous? And I'm like, no, she comes home, and I'm like, just wash your hands and talk to me when you're done. Yeah.
So I'm trying to get you into a seat. Did she just get out of her seat?
She just went to the restroom.
She went to the... Okay, well, she can come back up here. Well, why don't you sit down here?
Susan, now that mic is working.
Okay. You got your mic? Here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Test, test.
Let me hear you.
Test, test.
Test, test, testes, test.
Test, test.
Testes.
Testosterone.
So, okay, so we've got the Hearts girlfriends, not really sisters.
No, real life lovers.
Wow, and you do porn with girls and guys or just girls?
Just girls. I want the.
Disappointed.
I win.
I'm one of the few out, like, actual lesbian performers. There aren't a lot of girls that will actually say that they are a lesbian in real life. So.
There are girls that are lesbians, but they will, you mean, be kind of like, well, there's gay for pay, but then there's also maybe het for pay. Straight for pay or something like that.
There is a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there aren't a lot of us that are just outright, I'm a lesbian.
Are you like a gold star lesbian?
No, no, not at all.
Like Lily.
Lily Cade.
Cade,
yeah,
right.
She's one
right.
of the others.
Yes, yes, she's one of the gold stars. Gold star lesbian, for those of you, does anyone not know? You know what it is. Oh, you are gold star lesbians. You're both gold star lesbians over there. We have a gold star lesbian couple.
It's wow. very nice. It's that, very rare.
Is that? You're not a gold star lesbian, or are you?
No.
No. Mm-mm. Gold star means. Do you know what it means, Jersey boy?
I can guess. If you're a gold star lesbian,
yeah.
you only have sex with girls.
Ever.
Ever. They've never had sex with a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
So yes.
I'm a gold star
These guys
lesbian.
All have
I'm a gold star lesbian.
Wow. They're excited
Perfect.
By this.
Perfect
know?
Description.
Do you like snakes?
Here's another one.
You don't dislike snakes? Yeah?
No.
Have you ever held a snake?
Yes.
Yeah? Do you want to hold mine?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay, here we go. Whoa. Oh, she's going right inside your blouse. Okay. Here.
That's a gold star lesbian right there. Right?
Well, Eve is a girl, and she's kind of a lesbian. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, hold her with a little bit of a grip. Yeah, you're doing okay.
And all
yeah.
the lines are up.
Okay, and the lines are lit? Is yeah, anybody...
they're all lit up.
Okay, so I gave out the number. Should we see who wants to talk? Is someone answering?
We're trying to find
okay,
out.
We're trying to find
All the numbers are up.
So how do you like her?
Huh?
You feel like Eve in the Garden of Eve?
Well...
She's nice, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Feels good. Do you like snakes? You jealous? Yeah?
A little.
Yeah, a little? You want to hold my snake?
A little yeah. jealousy is good.
A little crazy.
There you go. You ever held a snake before?
Mm-hmm, but not like this.
Not like this. In what way? Oh, you mean a trouser snake?
Or on a
trouser
bed.
Yeah. Snake.
A trouser snake.
Pick her up. Yeah, that's it. Hold her a little bit up there. Yeah.
She feels good.
Yeah, she feels good.
What do trouser snakes do?
Right.
I got another
snake. Right here. Well, you know, if you're holding the snake, you don't have to hold the microphone. That's the deal. You can.
One or
you know,
the other.
Yeah, right. So you're doing.
Yeah, but
good.
Don't let her go because she's an escape artist.
Oh, she is. She
Evie
is.
Will be.
You have to kind of grip her a little bit. You like snakes?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a good snake handler?
Yeah, I'm all about reptiles and all that.
Right?
You want to come on up here? I was a tomboy when I was little,
so. Yeah?
What was that?
Yeah, you want to come up here and touch my snake? Mm. I mean, that sounds a little suggestive to a lesbian, but it's a real snake. It's a reptile, okay?
Yeah? All right. I'm down.
Here comes Nikki. Okay, you ready to give up my snake mm-hmm. now? Yeah? Okay, so here she comes. And is she wearing one of your outfits, Lindsay?
Oh, no.
No,
today.
No.
We're casual tonight.
Oh, okay. Not one of your designer outfits here. Here she is in her casual jeans looking quite lesbianish. But, you know, she's hot. She's beautiful, isn't she? Right?
I win.
None of us would kick her out of bed. Or do you buy a bisexual or just straight?
Recently, yes.
Recently bisexual. Oh, right. You want to sit down here? Or you want to actually... You know, but you could come over here. And whose drink is this? Is this? Yeah, this is yours. Okay, so here you've got the snake, right? I can hold the mic because you've got the snake.
Okay.
Right. So have you ever held a snake like that?
I have. When I was younger, I wanted to be a herpetologist.
A herpetologist?
Yes.
Really? Well, then you're in your element.
Yes.
You totally are. Can we let her crawl around on your body without your shirt on?
I just got back from a big Italian dinner. I'm a little embarrassed. I'm
Embarrassed.
Look at her. She's like She's a size so two. Sleek. She's like, oh God.
Wow.
I'm so big.
Can you give her some encouragement? Just
maybe
to
just take your top off. Can
right?
I see your butt?
All right. All right. Okay. So all maybe right. somebody could help her get her top off. Maybe could you help her because she's holding.
Can
the
we
snake.
Get rid of this snake, Susan?
Oh no, we wanted to get the snake. Oh. She's a herpetologist in training. Okay. I guess I will okay. undo the buttons, right?
There we go. Just ate, like,
and
2 pounds
one,
of pasta,
and a two.
Guys.
Okay, 2 pounds of pasta here. Can you just, in your mind, subtract the 2 pounds of pasta, and this is her. Okay, but she's looking good.
And, you wear the pasta
okay,
well,
here
my
we
dear.
Go, around.
Oh, yeah, we yeah. God, Nikki, jeez. I have Ooh. To go home with you. Fuck.
Whoa. Look at that. And this is after two. When you don't eat the pasta, you're totally like six pack, huh?
I try.
Yeah.
On my good days.
Okay.
I have a one pack.
So Eve is a little slow, so I'm going to give her a little encouragement to see that she can now get all over you. Yeah. Mm. So does she feel good?
She does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that lock around your neck for your girlfriend?
She gave it to me. Yeah. A lot of people, when I'm in like fetish community type places, they're like, oh, are you owned? I'm not.
No.
It's just a necklace.
Well.
But I own the key, for sure.
She does.
Yeah. So when she needs to take it off, she has to ask me. So
yeah. Well, I mean, you don't have to take that off. I might okay. want something else off, but certainly not your locket. You should keep that on so everyone sees that you're special. All right, so can we put Eve away, you think, at this point? Or you,
sure. Yeah? Yeah. She just wants her mom.
Yeah,
she's like,
she does.
She
does like me a lot. And, I mean, she's cool. Okay, so you want to hold this, right?
Sure.
Okay, there you go. You want to take, let's get this off so we can look at your pasta, right? Because you look great with the pasta and everything.
Thank you.
So we're going to...
I love that pasta.
You take charge okay. of this. Yeah, here we go. Okay, and the snake is going to go into her cage. All right, we have a caller. Let's talk to the caller. What do we call her? What should we call her? Can we call her Helen?
No.
Zhang.
No. Zane.
Oh, we could call her Zhang. Okay.
Zhang.
No, is she here tonight?
Oh, no. Yeah. I do, yeah.
Yeah.
You know who she is.
Yes, now I know, yeah.
We got a couple of people that come out to your joint.
Yeah, good. I'm glad.
Well, she's the one that recommended you.
Another person here that was a guest last night at the party.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can we out them? I mean, are they?
I won't be the one to point them out. But
okay.
If they want
I think
come
it's
out,
our bartender, Lisa.
What?
It's Lisa.
Lisa. Oh, we can out Lisa. Lisa should come over here. Where's Lisa?
Lisa's
Lisa
at the bar.
Lisa should talk about being at the yeah. Swing Climax.
Let's out her.
Come on, Lisa.
Come on, Lisa. Get
it wasn't
out
me,
here.
I swear it wasn't me.
That's all right. We do that here.
Yeah.
Caller,
okay, so
can
now
can
we
you
have
hear us,
this,
caller? Hold on a second, this, Susan.
Oh, yeah.
We have
caller.
A caller.
Let's
can you hear us? Hello? Caller?
Hello? Hello, caller. Do we have a name for the caller? Caller, what? Christopher. Hello, Christopher.
Hello, Doctor.
Hi,
Wake
Christopher.
Up. No, there you are.
Okay, bring him up in my headphones also. Christopher?
I can hear you, Dr. Susie. How are you doing tonight?
You can hear me, but I'm having a little bit of difficulty hearing you. Yes?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear me. There's feedback there.
Okay. Trying to hear you, darling. I think we're going to see how this goes. Where's Todd or Nori? How about seeing how we can pull him up? I just heard his voice.
Hello?
Hi. Oh, there you are.
Hello, Dr. Susie.
Hi. Christopher.
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Okay, yes. Cool. So, welcome to Radio Susie One. Woohoo!
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're talking about swinging and lesbians and straight real estate agents who just got by and bye. Okay, yeah. So what did you want to talk about?
Well, I am going to be a guy who has a situation that's really unique. I am born with the challenge, physically and mentally, which is autism. And
wait a second. Can I hear him in my headphones, or do I have to take off my headphones?
I can hear him. Listen to
okay,
him.
Okay, I think I have to take off my headphones.
No, don't
so,
take them off. Just
well,
bring them back.
But I can't hear with the headphones on because it's very low. Or somebody could just tell me, what did he just say?
Turn up your headset, Susan.
Oh, turn up
your headset.
Jeez. Okay, here.
Okay.
Okay. So say it again, darling.
Okay. My situation is quite unique. I happen to have a physical or mental situation, and it's autism, and I can't seem to find the right lady.
You have autism?
Yes.
Wow. Well, I'm very impressed that you're putting up with all of this technical difficulty. If you have
and
autism, I mean,
person,
even
dear,
if you're like...
And sometimes we all need that once in a while, now and again. And sometimes I can't seem to find the right lady who will respect me for having this challenge. And I've been looking around, like, the personals and all that sort of thing, and it hasn't been successful. So I'm trying to find the right group that will help find me the right lady who will respect me for having this challenge. Do you know any support groups or anything like that?
Well, I respect you for having this challenge and for moving forward, but I'm taken.
I know you are.
I do, but I think there must be dating lines online that where you can talk about being autistic and connect with people, or even if they're not dating lines, just communities, any social media that emphasize autism.
Yeah, it's not been easy. I mean, you gotta go around the personals and you gotta pay the fee and all that yet. It's driving me nuts, you know?
Well, you've always gotta pay to play, darling, one way or another.
I know.
Especially when you have a disability or handicap or something. I mean, it's difficult for people that are quote unquote able bodied and minded. I mean, even those people even have to pay for something, at least drinks. Which can get expensive. So you have to budget some money and get out there. And just the more you get out there, the more you'll increase your chances of finding somebody for you.
I hope so.
Okay. Anyway, are you on Twitter?
I absolutely am on Twitter.
Okay. Well, let's put out the word that all the ladies who respect autistic guys some way or another... you know, I mean, nature seeks a balance, and for all the drawbacks of autism, there are also some interesting benefits that I'm not going to go into detail about, but anytime you've got drawbacks in life, you've also got silver linings to the black cloud, you know? So, tell us your Twitter.
Well, I, Chris G, numerical number 2009. And let me say, I actually watched you on Real Sex one of the times, and I must admit, you really do rock, and I am loving every single moment of this show.
Oh, well, thank you, darling, but you're very expressive for an autistic guy. But you know, sometimes autistic, I shouldn't be too cavalier about definitions of autism. I'm not an expert. I don't know if anybody else here is, but I am certainly not. I actually, one of my best friends from high school, who I haven't talked to in a while, is an expert. So if she's listening, I'm sorry if I'm not addressing autism in a totally proper way. But
autism and sex, actually.
Autism and sex, right. We're going to do a show on that one day, but not this one, because I don't have any experts on that. Except
you should have me come on maybe one other time.
What?
I would love to be a guest.
Yeah, okay. Well, you stay tuned, darling, and keep in touch on Twitter, and we'll talk to you. And if you have a question for my guests that they can actually answer, let us know. Okay?
I do indeed have one.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Besides, what are the fetishes you like? I mean, do you like to rip people's clothes to shreds as they're wearing them upon order?
Okay, because these people are talking here, we can't even hear what he's saying. So don't talk over there. Please, or give me some headphones that I can hear and say it again. Did anybody understand what he just said? No. Okay, say it again.
He's autistic. You can't understand.
No, come on. He's actually.
I'm just teasing with you.
Say it again, Chris.
Do you have any other fetishes like ripping clothes upon order as like the dominating thing?
Do we have fetishes here? Okay,
yes.
We're going to talk about fetishes now.
Ripping clothes.
Ripping clothes. as a fetish. Ripping clothes is a fetish, you know. I mean, I wonder if they like this. You got a fetish?
We're down in the fashion district. We rip a lot of clothes down here. We rip off all the major designers.
Is your microphone on?
No, I mean upon order to you know, make them fully naked, ripping them off each other.
I guess that's your fetish, ripping off clothes, right? That's Chris's fetish. Yeah, you know, and that's a pretty cool fetish. I mean, you mean literally ripping so that you don't want to wear your best clothes for this
clothes
activity?
Cutting them off, you know, like an old business suit or something like that.
Oh, an old clothes, okay.
Yeah, old business suits, ties, and all that good stuff.
You know, that's a lot of fun. You can do it with scissors, too, sometimes. It's kind of sexy.
I would love to
Our fashion designer is nodding, you know? Right?
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
I would love to see that on the show tonight,
Lindsay,
you know?
Lindsay, have you ever done that with some clothes you don't like? Like, say you got a design that you did,
and then
you have your girlfriend rip it off of you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure. That would be so hot right about now. I would
love to see that. Right.
I would love to see that right about now. That would
right
be
about
good.
Now.
Right about
now.
I bet you would.
Well, are you watching right now?
I can't seem to be watching, but I am listening to the show. And
oh, you're listening. Okay, he's in the cheap seats. right. So you feel like you could hear the ripping.
Let me get some fabric. I'll rip it. Hold on a second.
Ripping of the clothing.
I would love to hear that. It would really make me aroused right about now.
Oh, then you're going to need a credit card. You know what I'm talking about?
All righty, guys.
Okay, you're very nice. Thank you for calling.
All right, Dr. Susie.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Chris, and you take care, and good luck to you in your search for autistic love.
Hey, I will talk to you soon.
Okay.
You take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Bye-bye.
All right, so, you know,
oh, he was
ripping
sweet.
Clothes, not your thing, or?
Not my thing.
No? What is your thing?
You know, surprisingly, people always expect me to have, like, a fetish because I'm in porn and sexual and whatever.
Yeah.
But I really don't think I do. I'm really into strap-on sex.
Strap-on
and so some people,
sex.
That's totally a fetish.
That is.
But that's very common amongst lesbians, so.
Well, but not all lesbians are into strap-on sex. I think I need my headset now.
Put your mic down, Susan. Your mic. Wait.
Yeah, it doesn't really stay down when I don't have the headset on. So strap-on sex. Wow, I have a strap-on here. Can I see you in it? Yeah, could you model it? Would your girlfriend let you?
I know they called you in and they're fucking putting you to work.
I thought I was just coming to watch a show.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, you want to see it? Okay.
What's your brand? What do you got?
I'm very judgy. It would be a vibrating kind, but vibrator part is missing. So I do have this part, though. It's pretty sturdy, you know. Oh, well, maybe this goes into the vibrators.
I've never seen one of these before.
I don't know what that is either.
But anyway, that's it.
Let's check this out here.
It's the kind that astronauts wear.
But, okay, now, we'll let you check that out. Just... Okay, and
very high
what
tech.
Do you think? Have you ever had sex with a strap on? Yeah.
What?
A guy used a strap on.
I can't hear that.
Hello? I can't.
Is it on?
I did not press the button, but okay.
Try that.
Test. Say something.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, do you hear that buzz, or is it just in my headset?
Just your headset.
So. Tell us about this. You had sex with a guy with a strap on.
Yeah, he insisted on using it. He really wanted to. I'm like, okay, sure. So we used it. I don't like the way it feels. I'd rather have another thing.
Oh.
It was uncomfortable.
Uh-huh. It's uncomfortable.
Not the whole, like, situation about it that was fine with it being, like, freaky and whatever.
Okay,
but just,
right.
like, the feeling of it was not, like, the real thing.
Right, so. Right. Well, now, when you do the real thing with the swinging, I don't know if this is a politically correct question, but do you use condoms?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
But then you're basically fucking a rubber dick.
Brumps.
No? Sort of. I mean, I know it's alive. Okay, but it's rubber anyway. I don't know. But, okay, well, some swingers don't use condoms. Some do, and I think it depends on the swing community. And what you're into, you know. But
yeah.
I guess if you're open to various people, it's best to use condoms. And, well, hey, it's measure B compliant, right? Right. So what'd you think of my strap-on?
It's interesting. I've never seen this before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is your mic on? Why is it I don't hear?
Your mic's on.
Yeah. It seems like it's very difficult.
Could you not get it on? What's the problem over there? Do you
see, that mic is really strong. This mic is so soft.
I'm a pusher. I'm like, put it on. What's wrong? What's going on?
All right.
I want to see it.
Yeah, you should put it on, but she should.
I'm like a dirty old man in the corner.
Right?
I'm like,
you gotta
take
it.
What's the problem?
You want to help her? Can you come up here?
You
want to
come and help her?
Maybe. You could come up and help her, and then maybe you could sit right over there. Yeah, you could sit over there, unless you want to do a strip tease on the stripper pole.
I would like that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do that. Yeah, we can get the stripper music going. Maybe. Okay. All right. Finish that first. Okay. But for now, we're gonna have a look at you in the strap-on, right?
I think putting a strap-on on can be really embarrassing sometimes because you fall all over the place. So if she can do
a
strip
tease, right?
While I'm getting this thing on.
Oh yeah. If you could do a strip tease to just distract everybody, that would be awesome, right? Hey there. So, here's girlfriend. She's first going to untie the shoes here. So, yeah, I know. Where were you right before this?
Our girlfriend had a birthday. She turned 23 again. So we took her out to dinner and drinks and all that stuff.
Oh, right.
So.
We were going to give her a spanking.
Yeah, she copped out early. She had too much fun last night.
Right?
Yeah. It was Veruca James. She's a performer as well.
Oh, yeah.
She just had too much fun last night.
But we advertised we were going to do a spanking. So should we spank somebody else? Does anybody else like to be spanked?
Oh, those girls are rowdy over there.
Who likes to be spanked? Yeah? Who likes to be spanked? Oh, she likes to be spanked. Right. Maybe we should spank her.
Who likes to be spanked?
Okay. I enjoy spanking.
But after you get you're going to get your whole thing on here.
What are you wearing under there? I like it. I really like it.
Boyish panties. Right.
Look at that spaghetti.
You're into that.
Yeah.
Into that.
I was busy when you were getting ready, apparently.
Boy short look. Yeah. So when did you decide to become a lesbian, or did it just happen gradually?
We've been together like 3 years, and it was pretty much the most epic love story ever. We've been together.
Really?
Ever since. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wow.
It rules. Let me see your butt.
Turn around. Let's look at her butt.
Oh, God, it's so good.
That's a great butt. Can we get her to pull her panties up a little?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Nice. But, yeah. Okay. You know, my temporary producer, you know, she's really excited. Because she's kind of, this is Vanessa here. Let's hear it for Vanessa.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Put the show together tonight. She's also the manager of the Dr. Susan Block Institute. She's temporary producer right now. And, of course, she invited you, you know, just because you're cool. But also because you're lesbians.
Yeah. I think I got invited by default. So,
right.
But that's okay. I'm
no,
happy
no, well,
to
she
be
just
here.
Didn't know you. But I guess she found Nikki online.
Yeah.
And
all right. This is
Nikki is
putting
now
apparatus here.
Putting on the strap. It's an interesting
one. You ever wear
one
of these?
Come on, you're gay. You can figure it out.
Never seen one in person.
Yeah. Why? What's wrong?
All right,
man.
Put your butt plugs on.
Is there what? Tell us what it should be or shouldn't be. Or
I prefer when it's a little like higher up.
Higher
it feels
up.
Like it's gonna
you
fall
probably
off.
Could adjust it.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a while. Just in a hurry here.
I think there's some adjustments that could be made. You could pull that up and pull it around. Yeah, come on over here.
That's great.
You're a fashion
you look great.
Designer. You can help.
Baby, you got nothing
ready
time.
For takeoff.
Figure it out.
Yeah, it's kind of big.
Yeah, see, she does have it right down at the bottom. She could pull it up, and it could be then more of a waist thing. You know, come on, this is a little fashion thing here. We're doing strap-on dildo. And so while they're doing that, you want to model your outfit? What are you wearing? Is this a swinger outfit?
Yeah, it's for tonight.
Let's see.
And
no,
I
he's got garters and stuff.
Wives.
Mobsters and malls.
Mob
okay.
wives.
And mob wives. That's like a mall.
Mob
okay.
wife.
So you're a mob wife.
Yeah.
Is that a fantasy of yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, to be a mob wife?
Mob wife.
Wow, cool. Okay, so can you open up a little so we can see? Oh, yeah.
Oh
yeah. Open
that.
Up a lot. Can you take this part off? Yeah. Can you stand up? This is a whole pinstriped outfit with stockings and a little.
She looks really cute. Really cute. Yeah.
She doesn't like strap-ons though.
So this what mob wives look like.
It's not for everyone. Turning around. Turn around. You know.
Yeah. Show it off, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We have a fun theme tonight. Ruffle. We're doing mobsters and mob wives tonight at the club.
Right.
Yeah, because we host every Friday and Saturday. So tonight's theme is mobsters and mob wives. So that's why, hence the suit and her little cute little outfit. So.
Well, I appreciate your coming over, even though you've got a party going on. So you've got a party going on
right now. Oh, yeah.
Over at
every
Swing
Friday
Climax.
And Saturday. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
So you do it Fridays and Saturdays?
Every Friday and Saturday. And also during the summer season, we have a dipping pool out back with cabanas and stuff. So we do Sunday parties during the day. We do barbecues, and we have a projector outside. We stream concerts and movies and whatnot. So it's a really cool adult playground.
Yeah. Adult playground, right. At Swing Climax, and we just find it just.
Yeah,
Swing
if you
Climax.
Just type in www.swingclimax.com, you'll see pictures of our club. And also, we just launched an entire new interface where it's set up like a social lounge. So once you sign up, you can be a part of the group and. Meet one another, socialize, post on each other's wall, put up pictures and whatnot, statuses and stuff like that. It's really cool.
All righty. So, it's...
Well, we had one of the Simpson artists here the other day.
Yeah.
And the last show, I think the show before, and he was posting on somebody's ass.
What? That's right. So, you know, we have a little icebreaker bartending activity.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, we have, it's called, actually, Anthony is here, and he's one of Lee's artists.
Okay, Anthony.
Anthony's over here, and what does he call it? He calls it drawing and drinking?
Oh, drinking and drawing.
Drinking and drawing, all right.
Okay. we're segueing, so he's going to draw, and we're going to drink. But this is a very special drink that is called the Bonoboville shot.
Oh, here he is. This is there he is.
There he is, Anthony.
Hey, would you like to sit down here and you're
okay,
good?
He can
you're
drink
good?
And draw. Yeah. Okay.
He can drink and draw.
So so we're going to pour these out. Okay. And
what are you drinking?
We're having our Bonoboville shot. Okay,
what
so now you have to do this with someone you would like to get a little intimate. There's a little licking involved. Okay, so I guess
spaghetti.
You two are together. You want to do it to each other, right? So there's licking involved, and you could, I don't know. I think they'd be happy to have you do it with them, but you could also do it with your mobster here, or whoever you want. I mean, you're a swinger. It's up to you. But here's the thing. Everybody here, you can also do it with you. I don't know if you two guys want to do it together.
No. I'm not into guys.
No,
sorry.
No.
Not guys.
Okay. No, three
Gold Star lesbian?
Well, you know.
We're all lesbians here.
Hey. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. By the way, we're going to be exploring the P-spot in 2 weeks with Dr. Charlie Glickman. So we're all for all kinds of sexual proclivities. But anyway, here's what you do. Ooh, you're sitting on my dildo whip. Whoops. Okay. So now you're going to bring me the shot. Now, since you're lesbians, we figure you don't want to use the cock shot glasses. Okay, wait.
That's very sensitive of you.
Right, okay. So we got regular shot glasses because sometimes we use the cock ones. You could use a cock one, though.
She sure could.
Okay, right? You could use a cock one. You want to get a cock
you.
One. Okay, here we go.
What are we toasting to?
I think we're toasting into swinging into the future.
Swinging into the future, right.
So now the first thing you want to do is lick the body part of the person who you're going to be sharing this shot with. And this should preferably be, the default body part is the nipple, okay?
That's the default
one? That's the default, right. That's the one. If you don't know what else to do, you do a nipple shot, right?
Nipple shot.
Bonnie understands.
Nipple shot.
A nipple shot, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yes. A nipple. Would you like to do one?
Yeah.
Yeah? You want to come up? Come on up here and do a nipple shot.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you? Do you want to do a nipple shot?
And if you
shot?
Need any real estate, you
no.
call this
okay,
lady.
No. Okay. Go over there.
Go over there.
Set.
She goes.
Sit in the
she always goes that way.
You don't want to do a nipple shot. Okay. Here she is, Bonnie. You're gonna do it. Well, you could do it. I mean, you could do it with. I don't know. I don't want to presume. You could certainly do it with me. Yeah. Okay. All right. We're gonna do nipple shots. Okay. So you want me to show you how to do it? I'll do the first
wow,
shot, or you want to do it
video.
Off of me? I'll do the first. So that means you, my dear, are going to open up your bustier and pull out that lovely nipple. You watching carefully?
I am.
You know, because you're gonna.
I am
two
watching.
Would be good. Two would be good. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. This is Bonniest Fawn.
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay, very good. Now, so.
It's all these hound dogs here.
I love this show.
And so now, sprinkle a little salt, right? And there we go. And a little more salt. You know what? I didn't get it.
Wow, look at that.
Okay, very good. And now I am going to have my shot ready in my cock glass because I am bisexual. So I take the titties.
I didn't know that.
Okay. And also the lime. Okay, so here we go. And you don't have to be silent.
No,
we're all astounded and amazed.
And there we go.
We're getting
all
excited.
Right. That's it. That's the Bonoboville shot.
That's how that works.
Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful.
So it gets the party rolling. How was it to? Thank you for offering up your boobs.
Thank you for showing me how it's done.
Now would you like to share?
Yes.
To do one yourself. Okay. So you keep your boobs out because I think the crowd appreciates that.
It's
a
crowd pleaser.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So let's hear some support for these boobs.
Support for the boobs. Okay, so now lick first. Okay. Yeah. Oh, very, very nice. And now salt. You sprinkle a little of the salt right on the nipple. This is for salting. And now
I'm next.
Now you lick the salt off the nipple. Nice, Vanya. Okay. And now you take your shot out of your yellow penis glass. Yes. Here we go.
You want to put a condom on that?
Suck on that right after.
Oh, no, you can't.
So you first just suck down the liquid. Go. Balls up. Yep. Oh, dripping a little. Oh,
yeah.
I love the way it drips on her boobs. Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Jeez.
Yeah. And I think I'm just going to lick up that excess.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Fanya. All right. No, leave him out. Okay. And are you ready?
You have to air him out.
Ready to do it?
It's hot in here.
Who's driving?
Okay.
So, we just lick the salt?
Yeah.
Is that cool? Is that
That's
cheating?
Cool. No. The main thing is the salt licking, actually.
Okay.
We don't care.
Do
yeah. Lick some salt. Yeah, definitely. Okay. So, here we go. We've got the Hearts sisters.
Yeah. How many people have tried to get me in a porno to do this exact same thing? So many.
It's not a porno. This is a show.
Yeah, this is high culture. Right?
Okay. Okay.
It's high culture.
First you have to get it wet.
Yeah, we're just looking at the culture.
And here they are.
Whoa.
Nikki Hearts.
Wow.
And then you sprinkle.
Sprinkle a little salt. Oh, yeah. Oh, she really gives it some power. Yeah.
Oh, ho, 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 ho.
very good.
Shot
okay,
anyway.
Okay, and now the shot. Where's the shot at that's not in... oh yeah, you got it. Oh, now she
I'm not
wants
gonna take
shot.
All that. I just need
no, 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 just a sip. Okay.
What? I wish I would have used more tongue.
Oh, you can, we can, I got another nipple. Okay.
That was really salty.
That was salty. That's good. That's how it's supposed to be. Okay, and now you have...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Get your boobs out.
It's hot in here.
Keep those boobs out. Okay, and now you're going to get yours. Okay. Okay, now you can party. Yeah, okay. This is breaking the ice. I mean, at a swing party, it works, right, Jersey boy?
I concur with that statement.
Right, right, okay. Okay, now we can do business. Right, I got to... Here, let's say that on the microphone.
Now we can do business.
Thank you, Fania.
Now we can do business?
Yeah, now we can do business.
I guess we can do some
business.
We got
the shots done and the titties out.
Right, let me get my business out.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
My card, my business card.
Yeah, keep them out.
Yeah. Business card.
Yeah, let's pull the bra down, okay. Okay, and now the
card.
Reveal. This is the big reveal.
Whoa.
Right here. Yeah!
Okay. Hallelujah. Whoa.
Party time.
Like a pro. Look at
yeah.
her.
Oh, yeah, she is a pro. Yeah, she certainly is. Watch her movies, brothers and sisters.
We're watching.
Nikki Hartz. And Lindsay Hartz. Erotic designer. She has designs on you.
Here, suck it. Suck it. Suck it.
Okay.
How was
oh.
that?
Yeah. Oh, did you get the salt?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, okay. You got the whole thing. And the drink? Or?
No, you don't need the drink. I'm going to drive home.
Oh, you're driving. Okay.
Mamma mia.
Okay, so let's hear it for my guests here.
All right.
Oh, and there's Lisa. Hey, Lisa, pick up a microphone. Give Lisa a microphone.
Microphone. Lisa, where are you going?
Lisa, get her
Lisa,
on the microphone.
Lisa, where are you going? Come here.
I am going
to sharpen a pencil. No, don't sharpen your pencil. No, get on a microphone. The time is money. Okay, so we heard we're outing you.
Yeah.
This is Lisa.
Hey, I told Max. Lisa. Max, when I drive you to the market, I did tell you that I go to Swinger Club
so
and I had a great time.
Wait, whoa, yes. whoa. You were at Swing Climax.
I was. My first time was, I think, like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was the office tees and CEO thing, and I came in a little... office outfit, and he was wearing a suit.
Your office outfit.
One of those. Yeah.
Why don't you wear that to work next time?
Well, no. I mean, I'm while I'm driving, maybe. But with that.
Yeah,
said,
when you're driving, you should wear like a sexy little, you know, kind of chauffeur outfit or something.
I was actually shocked to see her here because I saw her yesterday at the club, and I go, why didn't you say anything if you knew we were gonna come to the show? And she goes, well,
I didn't know
who was who.
Well,
this
she thing. Actually didn't know. We did. We should have known your Twitter. We were promoting it, but actually, I didn't know what your Twitter was.
Yeah.
So now we know. Okay.
Now that you know.
Now that we know, we're all squared away.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah. So Lisa, you have a good time with the
I have a great time every time I'm there. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The food is awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's
yeah.
important for swinging.
Sure.
You gotta have good
drinking
food.
A lot of water as well.
Burning all those calories and whatnot. You
it's
know.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So they've got a pool and they've got.
There's a pool. There's no water in it yet, but hopefully well, during
water
the summer.
The pool.
Well, you know what it is. We're revamping the entire backyard right now, or the back end of the club. So we emptied out the water, putting fresh water in there, redoing the deck, putting out new cabanas.
All right, we're
going really
to have to check you out, but not on a Saturday night. Maybe we'll come over on a Friday.
Friday night.
Nights are fun.
You're all welcome as our guests. Welcome.
Right.
I'll probably be there. I will be
there.
Well,
you'll have to be there when we're there, Lisa.
You're getting a lot of good reviews from our people.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Including
thank
other
you.
Friends.
That was the whole inspiration was to bring a really nice, classy environment, a clean place for couples to come enjoy and have fun. You
right.
know?
Well, we're happy about that because we support the whole lifestyle, the swinging, the porn, the swapping, the bonobo kind of action.
You know, I went to
peace through pleasure.
I went to the first swingers convention in 19. No, it was the second one, 1971.
Wow.
Right, and there were 50 people there, 25 couples, with Robert McGinley, my dear friend, who used to do the lifestyles. He still does. Now he's in Mexico somehow. But, so it's grown and it's grown. And
It has evolved. It really has evolved since when I first actually stepped into it. From what it used to be then to what it is now, it's completely changed. I think, excuse me, a lot of younger couples are starting to get into it now, experiencing it, whether they're there to play or just to hang out. We get a lot of dirty vanillas there too that like
dirty
to,
vanilla.
Yeah, I call them dirty vanillas. They're not so much swingers, but they like to be in the environment of swingers.
Right. Is that a phrase, or did you make that up?
The vanilla term itself is a term used in lifestyle, but dirty vanillas is basically they're just couples that don't actually participate in the swinging, but they're there to either watch or.
What about spicy vanilla? Is that another thing?
Spicy vanillas. I like that one too, actually. Spicy vanillas.
Spicy vanilla.
Or there's caramels too. So.
Yeah. Okay, so who wants to ride the Sibian? Anybody?
Ooh.
Woo! Ooh. Anybody? Have you ever ridden a Sibian?
No.
Have you ever ridden a Sibian?
I have not.
Have you ever ridden a Sibian?
Not naked. I used to sell them, so I played around.
Used to sell them.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I mean, like. You know, you don't have to be naked on a Sibian.
Yeah,
although
no,
we have some saran wrap on ours. It's, you know,
measure
B compliant, all right? All right, yeah, huh. So, like, does anybody want to try it? I mean, you could, you know, keep your underwear on or you don't have to. It's, you know, we have time for one ride. Who wants to ride? You want to ride the Sibian first time? Yeah.
She looks like she wants to ride it.
I never like when other people volunteer other people. You have to volunteer yourself. Would you like to ride?
If I can keep my clothes on.
You could keep your clothes on. Maybe take your titties out again.
Yeah.
But you can keep your clothes on, right? Right? Okay, here we go. Okay, so you hold the mic. Okay.
Hold the mic.
Let's pull this into the center. All right, here we go.
Woo! And hallelujah.
Vanya.
Talk about real estate. The earth is going to shake.
Oh, yeah.
Right? This is like an earthquake.
Okay, here we go. So now.
Jersey boy here is like, all right.
Jersey boy is good. Okay,
approve,
so Vanya, you should take your titties out now. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're all going to take our titties out to support her, okay? Yeah. Please.
Because I know you're nervous.
Support her.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to support you. Yeah.
Let's all take titties out. This is just for a minute. Okay. Yeah, you don't have to do it to orgasm.
Okay,
just so you make noise. Okay. Okay, just right up here. Okay, just mount it. Just sit on top of it. Yeah. No.
Whoa.
Facing them.
Yay.
Facing the
beautiful
audience. Right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. So you ready? Okay. Well.
Ready.
Now.
Yeah,
comfortable?
Right there.
Okay.
Yeah, get comfortable.
Oh, wow. Oh!
Nice.
Great. You feel the earth move, baby.
Wow.
Wow. Let's hear it for Vanya, brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Whoa, she's sexy. That's hot, baby. Oh.
Woohoo!
Okay. I have to do the rest in private.
Okay. Oh. The rest in private. Right, let's
all
hear
right.
Vanya.
Wow. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Very liberating.
Liberating, right. Uh-huh. All right, so I think we're just about out of time.
Yeah, let's find out where everybody is.
So where do we find you, Vanya?
Right here.
Right here.
And
you've got a Twitter?
Yeah,
no,
she has
I'm
Twitter.
I'm going to, well.
She
okay,
has a Twitter.
Bring the music down. Mm-hmm. So you're not on Twitter yet? You have to get a Twitter.
Actually, I am, but it's been so long since I used it, I forgot all my password and everything.
Well, now you're becoming a star. You're like this,
awesome.
This, you know, erotic real estate agent.
Oh, okay,
I mean,
good.
You know, everybody is going to want to buy real estate
from you.
From you.
Okay,
so
good.
So you need to get a Twitter.
Okay,
absolutely, yeah.
Right,
you have
yeah.
a Twitter, so you need a Twitter now.
Okay, so it's okay, though, that you're not in a hurry because we actually need a lot of your time in order to find our place.
Okay.
So we don't need any of you people to call her, okay? Not for a couple months, right? okay, we just need to find our place. But Vanya, that's like F-A-U-N-I-A.
F-A-W, like the deer?
Oh, W. F-A-W, like the deer, uh-huh. Like Bambi.
Yeah.
This is my Disney character, real estate agent. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay,
it's also
Fanya.
A fairy name. And
it's a fairy name.
The goddess of wild mother nature.
The goddess of wild mother nature. Right, right on. Oh, yeah. Mother goddess. I'm all about her. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for having
me. A men
me.
And a women. Right?
Yes.
1 billion rising. Yeah. Yeah. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Okay, so now, where do we find you?
Wherever Nikki is. No, I'm at Lindsay Hartz. Just that's it.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
Twitter, yeah.
You're on Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you're at Nikki Hartz.
Yes. Yep. I have NikkiHartz.com, which is my blog site.
Yeah.
And Nikki Hartz XXX is my Twitter.
And what are you promoting?
I'm promoting authentic lesbian sex.
Authentic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Authentic. That means, you know, you're really
a
lesbian.
I think there's some lesbians here tonight or something.
I mean, but you could, like,
the director's like, no, go ahead and, like, trib with your leg this way and that way. And she's like, lesbians don't do that.
Trib. Right. The tripping is kind of cool looking, but most lesbians don't do it. But it's kind of like
a
the
little
hookah,
bit.
Hookah.
It's kind of fun to experiment.
Rubbing pussies together.
Yeah, having
the bonobos.
Hoka hoka.
Hoka hoka. The bonobos.
So, hoka hoka.
Hoka hoka.
Rubbing pussies together.
Right, right. That's how they develop this female solidarity and right. Rule the whole place. Right. But anyway, yeah. So do you work with any companies or do you just?
Yeah, my main company is Burning Angel.
Burning Angel.
They're my main supporters.
All but right. they're really. Quite heterosexual, but I mean, they're both. They're everything.
They're very both. Joanna's a good friend, and she supports me in everything that I do.
Oh.
So she's great, and then I'm on a lot of the queer sites, like Crash Pad Series and queerporn.tv.
Awesome. Well, bring Joanna on here with you. We had her on by phone, like, a few years ago.
She'll come right.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's bring Joanna on. You know, we gotta work it out.
She's great.
We would have loved to have her for Passover, but... You know,
she was with family.
Yeah, no, I know. She's very. I've met her a few times, including at Sex Week at Yale.
At Sex Week at Yale,
yeah,
she was there
a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. She was there with her sisters.
Yeah.
And she's got really just a really tight, supportive family of sisters. They're all Jewish, and she's the porn star. They do like one of them is a singer, and one of them, I would say, a swinger.
One is an accountant.
But yeah,
something.
One of them is like an accountant or something like that. They're all gorgeous, but you know, she's the porn star, and they're all just great and supportive, and they consider her a big success story,
yeah,
which
she
is.
She's awesome. She's a great supporter of us and what we do in our lives.
Right.
So she's great. We'll bring
her on.
Okay,
Angel.
Let's bring her back. Let's bring her on. Mm-hmm. So where we find you, of course, at Swing Climax.
Right. So swingclimax.com and
at Swing Climax on Twitter.
No, it's actually Climax Parties on Twitter. So
oh,
I have someone that handles all that, so I'm kind of like
thing. But we'll tweet you anyway because we love Twitter.
Thank you. And we expect you guys to come, the entire crew, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be there one of these Fridays. Yeah, we will. We will
love
definitely
to have
invade.
You.
Saturday.
Yeah, okay.
Fridays, and, yeah, right. Saturdays, we're busy.
And thank you, Desi. Right. So is this for you? This is the way you're going to be from now on as a swinger? Talking the microphone.
As long
darling.
As I'm with him, yes.
as long as you're with him, so you could sort of swing back into monogamy.
I say
necessary.
That, but I'm not. I mean,
but you'd probably cheat if you did that.
Probably.
So
right.
I mean, how did you get into this? What do you do for? I mean, for the material question, what do you do?
As
how
far
do you keep
as
yourself pasted together?
Yeah.
Are you an accountant? Are you
no, well, I own a vanilla business.
You own a vanilla business?
Yeah,
okay.
I own a vanilla
say
business.
Type,
yeah.
Like, is it the schmata business?
Yeah, I have a regular business, and then this was something
business,
that I wanted to start.
Are you a lawyer?
I'm sorry?
What kind of business?
Just.
I'd rather keep that off.
Really? Not even the kind?
No, you don't have to tell us exactly what. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, is it like a manufacturing business? Or
it's
an
manufacturing
business?
And
okay,
import
okay.
And a little
okay,
bit of
got
wholesale
it, got
stuff
it, got
like
it.
That.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
right,
cool.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, good. So I was looking to do something a little bit different, something that I enjoy
different.
Doing.
Yeah.
So it started
now,
like,
are you in the business with family?
No, no. It's my own business.
Okay, so nobody has to think, like, what's he doing in the swing business?
No. Well, I've kind of had to explain myself to a few friends and family where I'm at every weekend. Because I'm not with spending time with them. Yeah, I've disappeared kind of, But, you know, they all understanding that so far they've been supportive, so... And it is what it is. So, you know, whether they accept it or not, this is a lifestyle choice that I've made. So.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Right. We support it. I mean, not every swinging is not for everybody.
It's not.
But it's not. One of the most natural lifestyles in the
world. But I think
world.
Also swinging has taken on, I see a lot of young kids that actually just exchange
couples hooking
couples
up.
And just lovers
couples
and
up.
Right
and in a, just an everyday kind of environment versus just a swing environment.
Just actually swinging where they're having sex. No, they'll go out and have dinners and drinks and they'll spend time with each other's family with kids to spend Christmas or Hanukkah whatever with each other. So it becomes a little bit more evolved than just sex itself.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't like to use that term swinging. They might use the lifestyle or hooking the hookup culture, of course, is popular in couples.
Well, we call the club the spot.
But I like swinging because it reminds us, of the bonobo. Yeah, swinging. How did he come off so easily? What?
He's not going back up. Susan.
Oh, he's not. Oh, I see. Oh, he was safety pinned up there. Okay. Well, anyway, you know, what swings sometimes has to settle. So, you know, that's true. So so we support all the swingers. So, okay, Max, you're next. Do you want to promote anything?
Yeah, you can find me right here every Saturday night for 21 years.
Next week.
I've been here.
21 years. Yay. Right.
Except when I was a fugitive in France.
Here's our child.
And then I went to the swing clubs in France.
Our child, child.
In Cannes, near Cannes, where the film festivals are, there are like 5 swing clubs within 6 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge in Europe. Actually, Amsterdam, I believe, has the biggest swingers community.
Amsterdam, France is huge. What are they called?
And Libertine.
And Libertines.
Wow.
Yeah.
They
Call
it Libertines.
Yeah. We went to a Paris club. Huge, hundreds of people.
Yeah.
Amazing. Just amazing, you know?
Yeah. I think it's surfacing. I think it's getting more into mainstream, the whole lifestyle itself. And couples are experimenting with it. They say, you know, lifestyle swinging isn't the bandage of marriage, but I think a lot of marriages could have been saved if they kind of played with swinging a little bit, maybe got into it and saw what they can.
Well there's a lot of people that feel that if they get a little bored sexually, then they have to get divorced. Because they have to find somebody else, and that's not necessarily so. You can, get a little bored, you can just open it up by going to a swing party.
You know, the rich have always been doing this forever and ever, since the beginning of time.
And so have the poor.
The poor call it cheating.
Yeah.
You know, but in the end, we're all fucking each other because you can see what's going on.
Yeah,
some of us are part Irish, part dog.
It has been
part
some kind of a game of the aristocracy.
It's always
and
been that.
Lately, it's opened up to the middle class and to everyone. Yeah. Mm.
So the peasants.
The peasants.
Rise up.
The middle class, at least. We're all rising up. It's democracy. It's part of democracy.
Part of democracy.
We deserve. Because when you're a swinger, in a way, you're a star. You get to, you know, dress like the mobster or the mobster's wife and get out there dressed like the hooker. Or, you know, it's like. You get to be the wild sex machine.
The alter ego that.
Yeah, exactly. People live out their fantasies that way. Mm. And you can do it to a certain degree, you know, in the sense that some couples actually go all the way and some just watch and some do soft swing where they just do outer course.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of variety in terms of how you can approach it. All right, so here's Mr. Valentino.
Just a couple of quick comments. I know there's a town in the Sud de France, in the south of France, where everyone's nude.
Everybody's nude, right. Cop something. But yes,
it's closer to Central.
The whole town,
right, 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 right.
But, and it was actually, but anyway,
I've heard about this.
Community.
Yeah,
it was actually.
What town is this?
Cop Dog. Yeah.
Where is that?
Voilà. In France,
in the south of France.
Yeah. Oh, and France.
It was actually established.
Oui, oui. Côte d'Azur.
Yeah. Ouais. I mean, oui.
It's a little north. It was actually established by the French government as an experiment.
Yes.
Yes, and the whole town is naked.
This is just a
love it.
Wild orgy.
Visit. Visit. We have to go back to France and get naked. Absolutely.
Also, I just wanted to make the quick comment. I think for the people who are not monogamous and they are they're classically conditioned to live in a society which promotes monogamy.
Pornogamy. That's an interesting word.
Pornogamy.
Slip of the tongue. Slip of the tongue.
That would be pornography for monogamous.
That's why I think it's so soothing and so healing for those people in particular when they step out of their monogamous shell and go into a swinger type lifestyle, because it coincides better with their nature.
Well, sometimes pornography can open you up in the sense that, you know, you're in your little relationship and you're just together, and when you look at other people on the screen, it's almost like you got to have a swing party.
Well,
you know, the are just on the screen.
I am always the great defender of the pornographers because it is the most powerful tool that the world has seen.
But enough
to
about
change the world and to change women and
sure.
men around the world. A powerful tool that shows you, just like a cooking class, how you put the sauce on the this and you do right. this and the that. And once you see that, you say, honey, why ain't we doing that? So
yeah, it does
and the most the real anti-pornographers are not the women. It's actually the husbands. And the men who
like
are,
Charles Keating.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And
nice.
All the rest of
Very
these
nice.
Right wingers
right.
Who would like to keep us in the stone age of sexuality. So I take my hat off to the men and women of the pornography art field, I like to call it.
Thank right. you very much.
Well,
be
are you
going to
take
week.
Your hat off? Or
there's
my hi, hi, Captain.
I think pornography empowers women economically.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. You can step into an industry with no prior experience, no education background of any significance beyond high school, and start making $1,000 a day legally.
Absolutely.
I don't know another
and
industry
you don't have
that
to
exists
be
in this country like that.
You don't have to be exploited by McDonald's or Chase Manhattan Bank
right.
that wants to keep you and part time so they don't have to pay for your health
care. Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
and
really
open up the shot here to show my other guests. You guys just got it on me the whole time. Just open up the shot a little bit. Yeah, that's right.
The last
open
comment.
It up. Open it up. Show my all my guests. Yeah, we're showing guys and me. Just show the guests. Yeah. Okay, but not that much. Don't show everything. Just don't show
it looks
our
like
dirty
an NBC
laundry.
Shot.
Right, not an NBC shot. No, Marv, pull it in a little more. But show the
okay,
guests,
right,
but not
right.
everything about
right.
the guests, right?
Go
oops,
ahead.
Sorry.
Finish up.
Okay, but
no, no, let him finish.
The last thing I wanted to say was about pornography.
And move the shot. Move it back and forth.
Okay, Susan.
When people watch pornography, guys in particular, even girls, not that I'm had experience being a woman, but guys, I can speak from my own experience. Some guys aren't fantasizing that they're watching a beautiful woman getting fucked by another guy. They're imagining that they're that guy.
Well, that can be.
Right, because they may feel inadequate sexually or physically or in some way, and then that's part of the fantasy. And they also want to watch things that they don't do or experience normally, because that heightens the fantasy the aspect. Me, as far as contacting at Valentino Porn for Twitter, and I will say, like it was displayed on the original Playboy Mansion in Chicago, which I used to live right behind years ago in my youth, it said, don't ring unless you swing. So I forget how to say that in Latin, because I was absent the day they taught Latin from school. But don't ring unless you're swing, and it doesn't mean a thing if it hasn't got that swing. Mm. So
there you go. Amen.
All right, amen, and a women.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Valentino. It's good to have you back.
Now we have Jersey Boy.
Jersey Boy. Jersey Boy, I want to hear about your working with bonobos at the zoo. Jersey Boy actually did some stuff with Bonobos.
Yeah, actually.
Turn his mic up. Turn his mic up.
I had the great.
Whoa. Turn it up. Okay, talk.
I had a great opportunity.
No, talk. Test. Say test. Yeah.
Is the microphone on or off?
I'll use Valentino's mic. Yeah, thank you.
It usually works.
There you go. Hello. So I had a great opportunity while I was in Israel to get to volunteer at the Biblical Zoo, in which I got to work with a wide variety of monkeys, in particular the bonobos.
Bonobos are not monkeys, let me just say. Oh, they don't have tails.
Primates. Excuse me.
Okay.
Okay. So I observed the bonobos and also the chimpanzees. And what I noticed about the bonobos is that they live a much happier life. It's more of a female-dominant society.
Yeah, let's hear it for the women.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Hey, women.
In which they have control over the males through their sexuality. Like, males will work and behave to have sex with the females.
Yeah, and males, you stay in line and you just might get laid.
And in terms of reconciling and conflict, they have sex rather than, they make love rather than war.
Yeah, that's the bonobo way, and if you brothers notice, and sisters.
I've noticed through watching the news, etc., that typically male-dominant societies, like very male-dominant, like in the Middle East, tend to be the most violent countries, as opposed to like a female-dominant society, which is more peaceful. So I encourage females to express their sexuality. And just one more comment on the economically favorable job for females. My friends and I are opening up a topless maid service.
Really?
So if any females
topless
are interested,
maid service.
We're looking to make this a global service.
Wow. Global. Like, and you're going to have topless maids in every city around the world.
Yes. And also for Gary, I don't know if you have student deals for your swinger club, but that might be something cool to look into, because I'm sure a lot of my fellow colleagues in college would be interested.
Student deals.
Definitely do work something student out deals. For them. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Student show your deal. Student ID.
Gotta take care of our students.
Yes,
you know?
Student ID. Get some nice looking college.
We actually do a military discount for men in service and whatnot.
A military
absolutely
discount.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you have military uniform night for people that have military uniform fetishes?
That's coming right
you
up.
You gotta do that.
We're doing captains and stewardesses, and we're gonna do the military night. We do fun themes all the time.
You gotta have a General Petraeus night.
yeah, General Petraeus.
Right, he should have been a swinger. He had to cheat because he wasn't.
And leave your weapons at the door, please.
Yeah. Well, you just bring your weapons of mass destruction
right.
over, right?
Right, that's right.
Just bring your weapons of mass seduction.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So well, that's cool. Bring a bonobo here. One day we want to have a bonobo actually on the show. But
is Lana here.
This is Lana.
She's the head of the gang of
bonobos.
She's
the matriarch of the bonobos in the San Diego Zoo.
San Diego Zoo.
Actually. And I had a personal encounter with Lana that you can read about on blockbonobofoundation.org and in my upcoming book about bonobos, The Bonobo Way. Absolutely. I kissed her. Through a glass. But it was very passionate. It was very passionate.
But I just have to tell real quick that she met Lana years ago, and then she went down there with a French crew, and they were filming from the other side of the glass, and Lana was sitting right on top, at the very top of her thing there, her cage environment. And she saw Susan, and she ran down to the glass and started kissing her.
Wow.
Yeah, and doing like this with her hands, and that was after like 4 years that she hadn't seen her.
No kidding. Yeah. She recognized her, huh?
She recognized me as a fellow swinger, right. You know?
There and then go. Brought her baby to show that she had
a
baby.
New baby.
You're kidding.
Yeah. It was extraordinary.
Wow.
People were going like, wow.
Do you know each other?
Do you know each other? What's going on? Yeah.
And we got the pictures to prove it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yes, make like bonobos, not baboons, brothers and sisters. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you all for joining us, whether you're actually in the womb room, and we appreciate your being here, part of the speakeasy congregation, amen, and a women, or whether you're out there in you know, the world watching us or listening us on your phone, where you can listen to us at m.drsusie.tv, or watching us on your cardboard box television set, or your in your mansion, wherever you are. I want you to be good. I want you, if you're in a relationship and you really like each other, you love each other, but it just seems a little boring, you know, maybe you shouldn't get divorced. You know, if you're thinking about cheating just because you feel like the spark is gone, maybe you shouldn't get divorced. Maybe you should keep it together and try swinging. You know, just try opening up your relationship a little bit to, you know, the wild side, which is deep within you, which, as the book Sex at Dawn by Dr. Christopher Ryan and Casilda Jethis, who are on this show three times, you know, it talks about how our prehistoric humanity was very much like the bonobos, probably. Very, you know, kind of multi-male, multi-female sexual connections. And maybe that part of us is what gets us bored with our regular long-term relationships. And maybe we just need to open it up a little bit. Doesn't have to be in reality, although if you're brave, go to a place like Swing Climax. But if not, maybe just in fantasy. Anyway, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Yeah. See the clap sign. And from our house to your house, thank you for having us and opening the doors. Because once you open the doors, the whole world changes for you and for us. Till next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.